Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
This is why men get found out when they're cheating.
Because where are you spending this money? All of a sudden you're deviating. All of a sudden you want more control over your money. Money, so it is. It's very nice. It's white and a light grey.
I've been trying to fix this for the longest.
Yeah.
I'm tired now.
She woke up tangled on her charger.
I'm just tired of wires. I don't think you understand.
She's just a tangled up mess right about now.
I need a man to detangle me.
So with that being said, how can I be there for you while I'm in love?
Oh, girl, just don't talk about your man.
You know,
I think you shouldn't speak about your man.
I don't have one.
No, but like, even in early talking stages, I
don't
feel
mention
like
we get
so happy with the guys that we're with. Men will make you happy.
No, they will embarrass you.
They'll embarrass you. Come on now. giggle.
No, they're like, oh, he did this.
Oh my God.
And then 2 weeks later, so how's your... Don't ask me
about that one.
Don't ask me.
I don't want you to ask me about that one.
Don't even bring up the bloody...
Do you know what I'll do to you if you ask me?
Just because he did it to me, I will do it to you simply because you're close and you want to be talking about him. Nah, it's definitely... I don't know.
I think, the person that's not in love shouldn't be salty.
No, definitely.
Because here's the thing, I think when all my friends are like in situations or relationships and they're happy, I want to know because I ain't got shit going on in my life.
I want to share the joy, really and truly.
I don't have shit going on in my life, so I'm all ears, to be honest.
Do you get what I mean?
I'm always all ears. But when it comes to the point where I decide to come and I'll give you advice, and then it's a kind of a, you don't have a man, what you do?
Oh, you wouldn't know anyway. You're not in
you
a
wouldn't
relationship.
Know. Excuse me.
I don't like it when females do that, because why are you coming to me with problems if you know I'm not the one that's in a relationship?
Because you don't have anything better to do with your life. First of all, when you come to someone who's quote unquote not in a relationship, they're not expecting you to judge. They're just expecting you to listen. But then obviously you are also a human and you have a brain and you can think for yourself. So you can put two and two together and just be like, oh, hey, listen, that isn't what a good boyfriend should be doing.
Forget what a good boyfriend. That's not even what you want. And I know this because you've told me what you wanted. And this person isn't fulfilling it. So what now? I don't think we heard you. We didn't hear you.
Good.
We just had a pardon. Maybe you pick up later when you're editing. But what was I saying? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So sometimes it's not what you even told said friend is what you wanted from a man.
Yeah.
But then you hear them complaining about these things and it's like, babe, like you said that you wanted X, Y, and Z. Why isn't he fulfilling that?
Oh, wait a minute, You know when they come and now say, but, I've spoken to him about it and we've decided to compromise. You're there thinking, bitch, I've been knowing you for more than 10 years. Compromisation is not even in
you
your vocabulary.
You don't compromise even with biscuits.
Nah, bro. You want cream custard? You want cream custard? That's the end of it.
I throw a fit when I don't want to do something.
So
how can,
like,
I compromise with my man, but then with my friends, I throw a fit about everything?
I'm there thinking...
And it's not compromising. That's the thing. There's a very thin line
people
between compromise...
People don't understand the word. Some people don't even know how to spell it.
...and settling.
Yeah.
Now, how do you tell the difference between the two?
What, compromising and settling?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
For those that don't know.
It's a clear line. Listen, that's why I'm still single. I can't settle for nothing that... is not me. You get what I mean? I need a man that's going to respect me through and through, the same way I'm going to, I feel like if you can dish what you serve and then the other person can give you back the same food, that's literally what I want. But when it comes to compromising is things like, I know this is a, like, gun to jump, but let's say we're not the same religions. We can compromise and still stay in a relationship.
Yeah.
Compromisation is,
my version of
I
it is
like my cereal in before my milk. that's a compromise.
No, that's not. No, that's not compromise. That's a preference. When I think about compromising,
see,
it's like,
I don't know what it is. No, that's no. I'm not even trying to do.
The way I think about it is like, okay, this week, no, this year we spent Christmas with my mom. So next year we're gonna spend Christmas with your mom, even though I want to spend it with my family. Mm-hmm. That's us compromising, so both of us can get that. You know, that feeling.
And then there's some guys that will be like, no, but I married you, so we're going to spend every holiday at my side of the family.
Babe, you can go if you like. I will be at my mom's house.
Let's do that.
If you like.
And check me, boo.
No.
Because
who? who did you give birth to
who
in this life? Born?
Because... You know what? Some people just feel entitled, especially...
And you see how it doesn't even need to be an argument on my part, for example. No. If you like, go you visit your mom.
Yeah.
Take the kids if you want even. Have
yes,
them.
Please take the kids.
I'm going to my mom's birthday. I'm going to my mom's house for Easter. I'm going to spend the Christmas with my dad. I'm going with my friends for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
If you want to be every single holiday at my mom's house, go. I'm not gonna stop you. It's your mom. Go
it's
see
your mom.
Her.
Who's going to stop you?
How can I fight you on your mom? I already see you on a daily basis when we live together.
It's alright. Like let's
babe,
all just
let's have a break from each other because apparently we need
no,
it.
No, it actually is needed.
Yes, it is. Especially people, when you don't want to compromise.
No,
because I will batter you at this point. I can only be so patient in this life. Let me tell you that, boy.
I just had a little. You know when people say I'm aggressive? She's fucking aggressive. No. I just had a little
epiphany.
Whoa. She said, I will batter you. Like.
No, because you know what? The thing about me is I don't like feeling like I'm in a cage. I'm like, if you give me all the freedom in the world, I'm always going to come back to you. But if you trap me, I'm going to be, you're going to force me to leave. That's the way I see it.
Them ones.
Yeah,
sad, isn't
it? It is. No, for them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not for you, because you're for going me. Anyway.
Either way, I'm gonna leave.
Either way, you're going. Like, what are you talking about?
Nah, I don't like people feeling entitled to me, my time, my energy. Like,
no, but
you have to do
it
this.
It is entitlement to a certain degree. You have to. You have to deal with it like, in a certain way, because even when it comes to a man, you say he's your man.
Yeah.
You're feeling entitled to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is yours.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that he can't be like, you're my woman?
You can, but I was talking about that we have to go to my mom's house to do this, this, and this. That's what I'm coming off of.
Okay.
I was still stuck
in
on that scenario.
Avenues, okay.
Everywhere else, like, that's my
see
woman.
See the turn of choice. Of choice, the tone of voice has changed all the way.
Everywhere else,
I'm your woman.
Yeah.
But I feel like when it comes to, especially in the African community, don't get me wrong, it's the only community I can speak of because
this
it's
is
the
where
only
I'm
one
from.
I know. So, I like in the African community, the whole process of like getting married to a guy is basically he has to bring presents, thank your parents, all of that.
Yeah, bride price. And
yeah,
all them
bride price
there.
And all of that. So certain guys feel entitled to you. They feel like they own you and they don't owe you anything.
Because they've had to pay to get you, essentially.
And it's like, I'm not trying to like diss my traditional ways.
No, I get the way of thinking because when you pay for something, I own this phone because I pay for it.
Mm.
So it
but you don't pay for the man.
Hold on. We were getting there. I pay for the phone, so I own it. But the difference is, this is an object. I'm a human.
Okay.
I have my own feelings, my own thoughts, my own opinions, my
Siri.
Own way of thinking. This, you need to tell it what to do.
So does a woman sometimes.
So does a man sometimes. Does that mean I own you?
Yeah, but you don't pay for them. That's my point.
So? I pay for the Rolex on a wedding. Give me back the wrist.
No, my thing is, why is it that a man pays for a woman's hand in marriage, but we never pay for anything?
First of all, I would just like to make a disclaimer that I will never pay for a man to get married to me. But it's an interesting question.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I'm just putting it out there. Like, why is it that a woman is paid for and given... As a
because for
object.
Our society
it is an object.
No, we've always been looked at as a
this
possession,
is a man's
a prized possession.
Yeah, this is a man's world and you're just
living in it.
Yeah, I guess you can
say that. For how many years did, like, what was it? I don't know how long ago it was, but there was a point in time, I think it was in America, women couldn't get a house, they couldn't buy a house or get a loan or a car or anything without being married.
That's crazy.
Then there always needs to be a man present, because without it, it's like you're nothing. You can't move about. You can't open a bank. You can't vote. You can't this. You can't that. You're just at home cooking and cleaning.
You know what you said about American women and blah, blah, blah. I follow this TikToker.
Oh.
That she basically talks about the history of Africa and blazy.
Yeah.
And she was basically talking about how women in Africa have always had power. Ooh. It's just the society that we live in that doesn't show it, because we've been through slavery, so we've come to a point where it looks like we've never had power.
That I was just thinking that, like, because of slavery, it's like it got taken away. Or it never existed, because we were put through, they put us through slavery to begin with.
Yeah, because if you look at, like, Africa in a whole is called the motherland. Other countries are called, other things are called motherland, but that whole thing is actually called the motherland. There has been more queens in Africa, like, ruling alone than the whole world. The only queen that I know is
Queen Elizabeth.
But, like, if you look back in, like, you know, warriors and stuff like that,
tribes,
yeah,
and all them things,
and
there.
She was also putting out how what's that movie from Marvel's
Wakanda
is a representation of how actual Africa was.
Yeah,
women were something. A woman had the presence of a man. Yeah, she has status. It had nothing to do with you're the man, I'm the woman, blah, blah, blah.
I'm below you, or beside you, or next to you.
I forgot what her name was, the woman that was in charge of the army.
The
she
bold
was in
one.
A relationship with the guy that looked after the cows.
Yeah.
But if you look at their statuses, he was more soft.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, yeah, he was more feminine and she was more masculine.
She was out there doing all the action,
like,
while he was
the
just
man.
Catering.
Like, yeah.
He was catering for animals. Yeah. He was catering for the cows.
That's what she said. For the animals.
I wanted to say the house, but we only spoke about the cows. So.
So it's them ones there where I just believe this is something that has been brought into the light because of the first world country.
I think it's just a Western society.
It's a Western society, because
that's
trust
their way
me,
of thinking.
When you go to, I don't know about other countries, but obviously when you go to Uganda, yeah, a man will work and the woman will look after the money. It's a simple thing of you go to work, but you give me the money. I count it. I give you what you need for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if I have a conversation with my friends from, like, here, they'll be like, oh, my God, what the hell? How is that allowed to... Bruh, it is his money, but she takes care of the home.
Even in the olden days, I think I saw another TikTok or something on Instagram where the daughter was saying how her dad doesn't know how to pay bills or anything of the sort, because his paycheck goes to his mom, so she takes care of all of that.
Of everything, yeah.
He works, yes, but she pays the bills. Essentially, she's the one saying, oh, we need to pay this much for electricity,
exactly,
gas,
this is why men get found out when they're cheating,
because where are you,
like,
spending this
where
money
you spending
all of
this
a sudden
money?
You're deviating all of a sudden, you want more control over your money because
all
you don't want me to find out,
and then they find you at a lingerie store buying a size
no,
zero
and then I find
12.
Receipts of a hotel,
oh no.
Or and you bought a lipstick.
You know, in America is what they call a snitch area, because they will have to call the account holder, come and be like, oh, you forgot, let's say you forgot to sign something.
What show was it? Power. When Ghost went to Miami or something like that with Angela. They called Mrs.
Oh,
St. Patrick.
Oh my God, I remember.
She was like, excuse me? They called her to talk about the room and blah, 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 blah. She was like, I'm not going. In her head anyway. But which missus is he taking if I'm here at home with the kids?
A whole two different shades of women. First of all.
Shades, country, ethnicity.
All of that.
Everything. Culture.
You know what? Let's talk about Ghost. How do you think he handled that situation? The whole Angela situation.
I think he handled it the way anyone who's in love would handle it.
Anyone who's in love. So does that give you a free pass to come in now?
No, it doesn't give you a free pass to do anything.
Because we can all come in now, say we're in love, and yeah, we start doing...
And we do madness. The thing is, he acted irresponsibly while he was in love.
Because how do you explain that? Listen, this is his sweetheart from secondary school, I believe.
Yeah.
Then this, you have this other woman that has been holding him down from the road. So she might not be from the secondary school love thing.
That was his first love, Angela.
But I held you down. Where we are because of my hands in it.
Well, that doesn't matter. I still don't love you.
So make me a business partner and move along. I don't get it, though, because even when she tried to move on, he killed the man.
Possessive.
Like,
I own it.
Yeah, but you don't.
No,
men,
I do.
Men love... I feel like men have this stigma in their head where it literally just tells them, you know what, yeah, without me, she's nothing type of thing.
No, I don't think it's a without me, she's nothing. It's just a... It's even sometimes with exes, they still feel they still feel like
entitlement.
They be asking like, oh, where you going? Who you going with? What are you doing? What are you wearing? Oh, well, I've seen you naked before. Why can't I see you naked now?
Yeah.
I'm like, babe, it's been a year. We've lost that
privacy. Is not
we've
the
lost
same
that
anymore.
Level of.
We're not on the same caliber that we were on.
That privacy has long gone. I feel shy around you again. I feel shy around you. I need to cover my titties.
Yeah, but no.
And I don't want to show them to you anyway, because what the fuck?
They'll be calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning, asking you what you're doing. I'm sleeping.
I thought you was about.
Are you sure no one's next to you? No, because I'm sleeping in my bed. All right, cool. Answer the FaceTime then. Hello? You are
I'm
an
sleeping.
Ex.
Ping.
But when they come and now have a girlfriend, it's a different story because it's like,
it's always
oh,
like,
can
oh
you
she
please,
wants you back.
Can you please, like, you need to respect what I have going
it's
on.
It's never a please. It's like, oh, I got a girl now. We can't be doing this.
We can't they're be not, doing
babe,
this.
Babe, they don't even give you explanation.
Oh,
they
no,
just
no,
don't
no,
pick
no,
up
no.
your calls. Who are we lying to in this podcast? Are they even going to pick up and reply to your messages? Let's start with that.
I mean, I'll never know. They always pick up my call, but I'm just saying.
No, they wouldn't. I know.
Auntie said, point of correction. They're
point
not
of
picking
correction.
Up. They're not picking up your call.
Try your luck if you like.
Yeah.
He might pick up him. I know. She go one side, I go the other side.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, it also depends on the strategy that you go with. You see how sometimes we come in now and we're like, you know what, yeah, I will love you forever. There's times when you tell this person, like, I will love you forever. And they go with that even when you break up. So it's like...
Oh, they think that forever is still forever.
Yes. Oh, no. Okay. I will love you forever, men, between the ages of 18 and 20, past 21. I'm doing someone's forever. Like,
I'm trying to be forever.
Yeah. And you know what, yeah? People get that twisted, the whole forever thing. People need to understand that when someone says forever, it means forever in this relationship.
No, forever as long as we're together.
Exactly. But if we're not together, can you respect me?
Because I've even heard of the whole, I'll always be here for you if you need me.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Fine. Where is the person? That's my question. So I'm like, babes, did you feel the need to say it? I didn't ask you to say it. So the fact that you even went out your way is like, and now you're nowhere to be found.
Why are you nowhere to be found? Because I thought you're going to be here for me forever.
So what? If I call you, you're not going to pick up? That's a bit rude.
Yeah, that's a bit rude, isn't it?
What if I actually need you?
Yeah.
What then? Anyway, men. Men just be men.
Men are just men. Like, yeah.
But M-E-N. Back to the original topic. How can you be there for someone whilst specifically for your female friend? Because I only have female friends, unfortunately. How can you be there for them whilst you're in love?
You know what? Yeah, you said you have female friends, but one second. Let's talk about male friends as well. Because there's times when I could be in a relationship and go and speak to a male friend that is not in a relationship. And you know what I've realized, that's why I don't have a lot of male friends anymore.
Yeah.
Is like when they're lonely, they tend to play your relationship off. So they'll be like, oh, like, nah, we've already done that though. So why are you telling me like it's a new thing? I'm there thinking, I understand we have done it because we are friends. We have obviously done that. But I'm doing this with someone that is supposed to, yeah, that I like. And it's going, exactly. But it's like, no, we've already done this type of thing. Like, okay, so why are you telling me? And then I'm just there like, oh, like, do you have a problem with my
relationship? No, but girls do that as well. Let's say if you don't like who I'm dealing with, you downplay everything I say.
Let's not say downplay.
But anytime he does something wrong, it's like, you see, I told you. Look at that.
No, I never say, you see, I told you. I'm not lying. I say,
not in these exact words, but
exactly.
There's always a little.
I say, so what are you gonna do about it? Because. You already know it's that I told you situation, but
what now?
What now? Like, what are you doing from this point of view? Because it's a bit.
No, but girls do it as well, though. There's been I'm not that I've encountered personally, but I've heard stories of girls being petty, or I don't know, just the whole. How do I explain it? Oh, what? So your man can't even take you here and there. He can't pay for this, this and that.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that. But you know what? Normally people that are saying things like that can't really ever get a man. See, I'm single. There's a difference between I go on dates. Exactly. I go on dates however many times a week. But people that can't secure a man or get a man to take them anywhere are the people that say shit like that. They're the ones buying chicken and chips from Dixie and going home and eating it alone.
Sad, isn't
it? It is sad.
I eat Dixie's.
Yeah.
I buy it for my family, though. I don't eat alone.
You don't eat alone. But see, here's the thing, yeah? Some people are not, they don't think before they speak thing.
There's that. And then there's the ones that they don't know how to be happy for you unless they're also in the same situation. Yeah.
But you see,
how can I enjoy your relationship if I'm single?
I've always been this girl, relationship or not, I don't give a fuck.
Dude, what do you mean you don't give a fuck?
I will come to you and tell you about how great my relationship is going. And if you don't like it, that's not my business.
I feel like that's a bit salty and rude. Like, why?
What, that I don't give a fuck?
That someone will be upset because they're not in the same position as you.
Not everyone can win, honey. Losers are also sore. Like, what do you want? You can't
clearly
satisfy.
They want what you have.
Yeah, but you can't satisfy everyone.
I'm not here to satisfy everyone. Vent or even just brag about it with my friends.
Yeah, sometimes that's why you have to pick and choose who you come in now.
Yeah,
because it's like I can come to you and be like, oh, time, you know what? Oh my God, he bought me flowers. He did this, he did that, he did that. And then the next time I'll be like, oh my God, like he's not picking up my call anymore, blah, blah, blah. And you will be like, but I swear he bought you. Don't bring that up because in this moment, this is not what's going on. And then it will just, me as me personally, it will just draw me away from telling you anything concerning.
That's not
and
the
then
point.
You get frustrated because everyone else knows what's happening in my life apart from yourself. You're literally the only person that doesn't know what's going on.
And you don't know how to be there for people.
Yeah.
Fucking
and
bit of
petty. And we're all bantering about it. You're like, oh my God, yeah, so what, you guys are together again, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, wait,
what
I swear
you,
together again? What's going on?
Even
why,
that together
why
again.
Why am I the last person to know? Because
you don't
salty.
Know how to be happy about
you
people.
You are a salty cunt.
And you don't know how to be sad.
Sorry,
with
Sorry, to
me.
Anyone around the world, cunt
for
is the is
it's
a word
vagina.
we use a lot.
It's a very offensive
UK.
Way to describe a vagina.
Is it?
Yeah.
Swear. I didn't know. I just used to say it. But it's very offensive in other parts of the world.
It is, well.
But in England, is it?
But it's a bit diluted.
It's like saying fuck off. Like,
you can't.
You fucking can't.
You only hear it during the football. Anyway.
Oh, that's another story.
Oh, good. I think everyone has spoken about it enough.
Bro, it's a bit salty. But here's the thing, though. When it comes to girls that are salty about your friend, your relationship, or even friendships, because there's some girls that are... I will say I'm
jealous and possessive.
Yeah, I am possessive when it comes to friends, but it's a certain type of possession.
No, my possession is like if you, how do I say it? It's not because you've gone and made a new friend.
Yeah.
My possessive is, okay, so when do we get to spend time as well? Because I've been trying.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you on the line. I've been trying to like, I've been calling, bitch.
And you know, let's plan something out on a random night or something.
Yeah, let's do something, the both of us.
But when the time comes for the plans to actually happen,
I can't make it.
But then I see you out with someone else. That's not even me being possessive.
Same bitch.
That's not even me being possessive. It's me asking you, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on? Because...
at this point, I don't own you. I know that much, but babe, before I call you the wrong name, what the fuck is going on?
Before I call you out your name. Because if I call you out your name, that's another mystery.
It's not...
I don't know who's going to solve it, but it's forget definitely
mystery.
Not...
yeah, you didn't press play. It's not necessarily a mystery. It's more of a... oh.
No, but how do you sort those salty people out? Because see me, I don't know.
You just have to nip it in the bud. I'm like, oh, every time I mention anything about my relationship or my friendships and it's a good thing that you're not going through, you're always downplaying it. You're always upset. I can't come to you with good news because you're going through a bad time.
Situation, yeah.
And I'm just going to have to take a step back, babe, because I'm not going
to... I think we both need to breathe. Yeah. And we need to breathe without each other.
No, definitely, because I can't keep doing this. At this point, I don't even want to come to you anymore.
Yeah? You know the worst thing is when everyone in the friendship group recognizes it.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that could happen. Is when everyone in the flipping friendship group recognizes it and they're just there like... what the hell? Like, why is she talking to you like
that? Why is she always like that?
She's never like, you know, when it comes to
unless she's the topic of discussion, it's always
when she's not the topic of discussion, she makes it about herself.
Yeah,
me personally, I wouldn't allow a man.
Personally, I wouldn't. You don't have a man. This is when I say you don't have a man. How can you do it? You're even lonely. It's not even like you're single and going on dates.
This is when you're lonely. Not even your family wants.
This is why you're at home arguing with your mom. She don't want to be around you. You're petty. I'm bitter.
Petty as fuck.
And salty.
And sour.
You look dry.
Oh. I had to look at myself. No, but on a serious note, if I'm a happy person and I'm in a good position in life and I'm in a happy situation, even if you feel or you have a feeling it's not going to last, allow it to happen. Because it's my experience. How am I going to put myself in a situation where I'm like, all right, cool, I've been through this already, I'm never gonna go through it again because I already had the experience. But because you've come in now, here's the thing about certain friends, they enter into your head. Now you're in my head. Everything that this guy does, even if he's a good guy, I'm looking at him sideways.
That reminds me of something I heard on a podcast. This girl, she was talking to a guy. They were seeing each other for about 6 months. And she didn't have a problem with it. She was more than happy with it. Because she was just enjoying and going with the flow.
Yeah.
Until her friend was like, what? Oh, 6 months and he hasn't asked you out? He's not your girlfriend. Well, he hasn't asked you to be your girlfriend. Nah, you can't have that.
You can't have that. I can.
But this is where friends getting into your head comes into play. Because now she's like, she started doing too much, talking about, oh, I'm going on a date with this person and that person. And he was like, all right, cool. Do your thing innit. I'll do my thing as well. She regrets it because it's like, I didn't have a problem with being where we were for those 6 months. It's just because my friend said that.
He's going to end up going into a relationship with next girl that he's with. Because of that whole situation.
You could have been the number one on his list.
And now you're bitter because of what your friend has done. But it's like you can't even go back and say, oh, you did it.
Why did you listen to him?
Yeah. Yeah, it comes to play. Like, why did you listen to
her? Why did I not just go based on what I knew about him? It's not like she's the one dating him.
Exactly, but...
And this is why sometimes you have to be cautious about sharing information. If it's too soon, like you said, sometimes your friends will get in your head and, oh, but remember what happened last time. But yeah. when so-and-so did this yeah. and then da-da-da. And now
it's
you're like,
the
oh.
same situation.
Now you're thinking, maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe
but
I do want to take
yeah.
it slow.
You see this whole red flags thing, yeah? People will have similar red flags, but they can be sorted. What do you think about that?
No, definitely.
Because... You can come and be like, oh, no, the flags are so red.
No, it's them ones where, let's say if someone I was talking to previously, one of their red flags was, I don't know, they were bad at communicating or communication. And then the next person I get...
But communication a red flag?
Hold on, yeah, it's hard. But then the next person I get with, they also have that same red flag. But the difference is when I express it and then I talk to them and let them know that this is important to me, it gets sorted.
For a week?
It better not be for a week.
No, but that's the thing. It's communication a red flag? Because when I say red flag,
it's not a red flag. It's just you're, I don't know what kind of human you are.
You're not present. There's a difference between communication and not being present. Because listen, I'm the type of person that I wouldn't mind not texting you throughout the day. But if you're calling me at the end of my day, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're calling me at the beginning of my day, I'm gonna be smiling the whole day, and I'm gonna be happy.
Yeah, you enjoy your day.
But it's them ones there. Is communication really a thing when it comes to relationship? Is it really a red flag? What do you consider as communication to be a red flag? Because there's certain girls